With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. We're learning of a health episode involving one of the Supreme Court's conservative justices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The High Court spokeswoman says Justice Samuel Alito fell ill at an event in Philadelphia last month and was treated for dehydration before returning home to suburban Washington. The Supreme Court statement says Alito's illness did not require an overnight hospital stay, and he was back on the bench the following Monday. Alito, who turned 76 this past week, is the second oldest member of the Supreme Court after 77-year-old Justice Clarence Thomas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A raw dairy farm is recalling some cheese products as the FDA investigates an E. coli outbreak.
Raw Farm says it is voluntarily recalling more than a half dozen varieties of its cheddar cheese made from raw milk. Previously, the company had refused repeated requests from the Food and Drug Administration to issue a recall. The FDA is conducting an inspection of the company's facilities after identifying multiple cases of E. coli food poisoning tied to the firm's products. Raw Farm said in a statement that the FDA has not detected the bacteria in its products. The company says it issued the recall under protest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at fixing college sports that would give federal agencies authorities to cut funding at schools that don't comply with mandates covering transfers, eligibility, and pay for play in the rapidly changing industry. The order is a laundry list of proposed fixes that lawmakers and college leaders have been pushing for. Tiger Woods' second arrest on charges of driving under the influence has put golf on hold for one of the game's most important figures. There will be no chance of returning to the Masters next week or the Ryder Cup captaincy in 2027. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is out with its Dirty Dozen list.
The annual rundown highlights digital businesses that the center accuses of profiting from online sexual exploitation. This year's Dirty Dozen includes such behemoths as Amazon, TikTok, and Android. NCSE spokesman Haley McNamara says, quote, "When social media executives knowingly allow predators to reach children, when digital platforms enable image-based sexual abuse to flourish, it is time for them to be called out and exposed." Michael Harrington reporting.
A local Tennessee library board has fired the country's top librarian for refusing to comply with its vote to move more than 100 LGBT books from the children's to the adult section. The Rutherford County Library Board voted 8-3 to remove Library System Director Luann James. She claimed that relocating the LGBT children's titles would violate her First Amendment rights and those of county residents. This is SRN News. There's a bit of uncertainty on how Georgia voters will cast their ballots in November. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Donna Warder.
There's a July deadline for Georgia's voting system to be overhauled, but the State General Assembly has ended its annual session without a plan for new equipment. Right now, voters use Dominion voting machines, which print ballots with a QR code that scanners read to count the votes. Those machines have been repeatedly targeted by President Donald Trump following his election loss in 2020. Trump's Georgia supporters enacted a law in 2024 that bans the use of barcodes to count votes. But state law still requires counties to use the machines, and no money has been allocated to reprogram them. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more details, breaking news, and stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.